listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. The poor maintenance of Taipan helicopters within the 5th Aviation Regiment has been exposed at the inquiry investigating the Talisman Sabre crash last year. Our reporter Rosie O'Brien has more.
Barry Trapp managed multiple aspects of the Taipan's upkeep at Airbus. He says maintenance of Townsville's 5th Aviation Regiment was the Army's responsibility and that only 40% of their choppers were kept in a ready-to-fly state. Meantime, the 6th Aviation Regiment, which looked after the aircraft that crashed, had to keep over 75% of the aircraft operational.
In other news, Mackay's much-loved Festival of Arts are launching their programme today for 2024. Due to local demand, the usual one-month festival has been extended to 6 weeks, also to allow for more events to take part due to high demand. Festival and events coordinator Sarah Porter says, of course, the favourites Wisely Wine and Food Day and Dali Bay Illuminate both are returning.
Within that program, we have upwards of 30-odd events are wanting to take part under that banner and really leverage the audiences that do travel into our region, as well as the community members. A lot of the southerners do tend to want to escape the cold.
She adds, if you want a hard copy of the program, they are available from the MEC on Monday. And Bonza may be grounded, but Whitsunday locals can bag flights to Melbourne from $29 with Jetstar's birthday sale launching this morning. Taking a look at local sport, Armorone's women's squad is set to be named this morning ahead of a historic three-game State of Origin series. Captain Ali Brigginshaw says they're going with experience within the squad.
Yeah, we've got a great mix, but we've got a lot of returning players from last year. So, that was a team that was successful. So just building on what we were able to start last year.
Meantime, the Cowboys have agreed to development contracts with Caitlin Tanner and Mackay born and raised Emily Bella.